A map of the Grand Canyon shows Hermit Trail, Hermit Rapids, and Hermit Creek. They're all named after a turn-of-the-century prospector, Louis Boucher. Commentator Scott Thibany says Boucher is remembered as a kind-hearted recluse who helped stranded river runners and who once claimed to have seen stars at midday.
I could picture Boucher standing in a narrow tributary of the Grand Canyon where the sun rarely reaches, his head bent back, staring at the ribbon of blue sky above. Since he wasn't known to exaggerate, I thought there might be something to the story. But everyone I asked said it was impossible. An astronomer told me, ever since the time of Aristotle, well diggers have looked up from the bottom and claimed to see stars. That, too, he said, was an old wives' tale, which only sharpened my curiosity. One winter, I visited the McDonnell Observatory, guided by a young astronomer. As he readied the 30-inch telescope, I told him about the hermit who saw stars in broad daylight. He said, sure, but Boucher didn't see a star, he saw a planet. To demonstrate, he revolved the observatory dome into position. After a quick check at the planetary tables, he aimed the telescope and pressed his cheek against it to guide his line of sight. Then he backed away so I could see. Sure enough, using only my naked eye, I saw the planet Venus shining like a bright star in the sky. Exactly what Boucher must have seen from the bottom of the canyon. The high cliffs, squeezed close together, would duplicate the slit in the observatory roof. They must have directed the old hermit's attention to a narrow band of sky where the planetary light was easier to detect. I suspect Boucher's solitary way of life, free from distractions, had sharpened his awareness of rock and sky. The mystery of being able to see stars at midday turned out to lie not in what is hidden, but in what we fail to notice. A few months later, I found myself camped on the rim of Hermit Canyon. Toward morning, the sky lightened a few shades, and in the growing daylight, each solitary tree began to emerge from the forest as slowly as a person parts from sleep. I took out the stove to boil water, and then noticed a flicker of light between the limbs of a juniper. Walking to an opening, I found all the stars had faded except one. I stood in the clearing and watched Venus, shining like a hermit's star.
The comments of Arizona writer Scott Thibany, recorded at Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.